morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report for this Wednesday morning. As we approach the holidays, we have some fun information today for you from the horticulture experts at Iowa State University Extension on a little bit about what grows, how they grow, and the traditions behind what we would consider some festive holiday plants. The first plant we're going to talk about is holly berries. Both the American holly and the English holly are prized for their glossy green leaves and brightly colored fruit. Sprigs of both of these hollies are often used in wreaths, centerpieces, and other Christmas decorations. Unfortunately, neither the American or English holly is reliably hardy to be grown in Iowa. However, the winterberry and Meserve hybrid hollies can be successfully grown in the state. Now, holly plants are dioecious, which means that a plant species will produce male and female flowers on separate plants. Only the female holly plants will produce the red, berry-like fruit, but a male plant is required for pollination and fruit set. While most hollies are evergreen, the winterberry is deciduous, which means it loses all of its leaves in the fall. Winterberry can grow 6 to 10 feet tall, and the fruit on female plants will turn bright red in fall and persist through the winter. It performs best in moist, acidic soils and can be grown in partial shade to full sun, and best fruiting will occur in those areas that receive at least 6 hours of sun per day. Meserve hybrids, hollies, are evergreens and have a dark bluish-green foliage and are often referred to as blue hollies. The female varieties have colorful red fruit. In Iowa, they perform best in the southern half of the state and are susceptible to desiccation injury or drying injury from the sun and dry winds in winter. So when you're selecting a planting site for these varieties, choose a protected location such as the east side of a building. Now, another plant that we often associate with the holidays is mistletoe. Mistletoe is a semi-parasitic plant that has leathery evergreen leaves and small white berries. Mistletoe plants manufacture their own food, but they obtain water and all their mineral needs from a host plant. Host plants can include numerous deciduous or evergreen trees. Now, the mistletoe obtains water and nutrients via a root-like haustoria that grow into the host plant's water-conducting tissue. Mistletoe berries are readily eaten by birds, and they digest the pulp of the berries and sending the seeds back to earth. These sticky seeds will stick to the branches of trees, and at germination, the mistletoe will develop haustoria that grow through the bark of the tree and into the water-conducting tissues. The American mistletoe can be found growing in deciduous trees from New Jersey and southern Indiana southward to Florida and Texas. It's the state floral emblem of Oklahoma. Mistletoe sold during the holiday season is usually gathered in the wild, and most mistletoe is harvested in Oklahoma and Texas. Traditions involving mistletoe date back to ancient times, when druids believed that mistletoe would bestow health and good luck. Welsh farmers associated mistletoe with fertility, and a good mistletoe crop foretold of a good crop in the following season. Mistletoe was also thought to influence human fertility and prescribed to individuals who had problems bearing children. It's been used in medicine as a treatment for pleurisy, gout, epilepsy, rabies, and poisoning. In addition, mistletoe played a role in superstition concerning marriage. It was believed that kissing under the mistletoe increased the possibility of marriage in the upcoming year. Today, kissing under the mistletoe, as we know, is a sign of goodwill, friendship, or love. Mistletoe, as a side note, should also be kept out of reach of small children and family pets, as the berries are extremely poisonous. Another holiday plant we see this time of year is the poinsettia. This is a native to Mexico, and it's a large shrub or small tree that can reach 10 to 15 foot tall. It was originally cultivated by the Aztecs, who used the colorful bracts to make a reddish-purple dye. After Spanish conquests, the poinsettias began to be used in Christian ceremonies, and Franciscan priests used the poinsettias in their nativity processions. They were first introduced in the United States by Joel Robert Poinsett, who was the United States minister or ambassador to Mexico in the early 1800s. He had the plants sent to his home in Greenville, South Carolina, and distributed them to botanical gardens and horticultural friends. The popularity of the poinsettia as a holiday plant grew rapidly in the latter half of the 20th century with the development of shorter, free-branching, longer-lived cultivars, and plant breeders also expanded the color range of the poinsettia, and they are now available in pink, red, white, and gold. as well as variegated and marbled poinsettias. Today, the poinsettia is the number one flowering potted plant in the United States. So if all of this has gotten you in the holiday mood, one more resource that you may not be aware of at the Extension office is some great holiday gift ideas. We have 2012 fitness and nutrition calendars, a 2012 garden calendar, a healthy and homemade cookbook, a 4-H cookbook, as well as numerous garden books on annuals, perennials, shrubs, and landscaping. Or if you have a master gardener in your family or circle of friends, we also have master gardener apparel and gear. So stop in the Extension office for all answers to all of your questions about holiday plants, as well as to check a few things off your Christmas list. Till next time, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.